This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. I trust you've benefited from our study of Job. All believers experience the trial of their faith. You might not experience all the tests Job did, but the Apostle Peter says in 1 Peter 4:12, "Dear friends, do not be surprised at the painful trial you are suffering as though something strange were happening to you." James 1:2-4 says, "Consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. Perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything." When you break through those trials, you'll see what God was doing and why. The book of Job closes describing how the Lord blessed the latter part of Job's life more than the first. It's always worth it in the end, no matter what God allows you to encounter. He uses all tests in our lives to accomplish good. Hang in there by faith until that good is realized. It's interesting to note in describing Job's blessings, the writer focused on Job's three daughters, naming them and describing how beautiful they were. It also mentions that they shared in the inheritance along with their brothers. The book ends picturing Job as an old man enjoying his children and grandchildren to the fourth generation. In summary, the application we can make from the book of Job to our lives is, when tested, accept what God allows. Don't justify self. Humbly repent and trust in God's grace to work good in and through your life for His glory.